Welcome back to the Bushnell Project, and what a month it has been as we come to the end of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 30. I hope that tomorrow you will go ahead and read Proverbs 31 and read it with your wife or read it to encourage your wife, right? Proverbs 30, as I look to encourage you men of God, men who want to be more godly, and in relationships, many of you, I know, married, young men who are married and looking at the Christian worldview, some that are in broken relationships and wanting to move forward. So here's a good chapter, the words of Agar. And he has a way of saying things that I think most men can relate to, right? But I just want to look at some of the first ones because it really is the contrast between us men and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The man declares, "I am weary, O God, I am weary and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be a man." So here he's acknowledging to be a real man, you can't be stupid. So in talking about this kind of a man, "I have not the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom." Now here he starts to contrast the Holy One of Israel, if you will. "Nor have I knowledge of the Holy One," that's who he's talking about, who has ascended to heaven and come down, who has gathered the wind in his fist, who has wrapped up the waters in a garment, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name, and what is his son's name? Surely you know." So this guy is seeking Christ, right? He's seeking the Redeemer. He's seeking the Messiah, knowing that there will be one, and yet considers himself stupid. And so for us to realize that, you know, as men, we have our limits. And it goes on to say some great things throughout all of this, and using the animal kingdom and using science before they called it science, and physics before they called it physics, and just establishing some really cool things for us to ponder. So really encourage you guys as you read through this to think. We need to be thinkers. We need to be beyond just the slogans that we hear. We need to be more about thinking into what's going on and not just saying what we heard, right? But really thinking, being men who think. The Christian worldview is about thinkers. It's about men of God who understand their brokenness, who understand that we are so fallible. Our ability for evil, our ability to be a jerk is incredible, right? And our ability to be loving and kind and gentle and cherishing to our wives, man, that's work. And sometimes we're just tired and we don't want to do the work. But I want to encourage you guys to do the work of thinking and how can I be more gentle toward my wife? How can I be more cherishing toward her? How can I show her more respect? How can I be the things that my wife wants me to be, especially those things that line up with God's word, that line up with what God has, what God's vision is for me and my wife. So I want to encourage you to press on with integrity, as become a real man of integrity, become a man of vision for your family to see out there. And I'm not talking about a giftedness. I'm not talking about prophetic gifts and things like that. I'm just talking about having a vision about, hey, you know what? I think this is how we can serve in the church. Here's how I think we can serve in our neighborhood. Here's how I think we can better our home, better our home life, how we can plan for the future, how we can get out of this debt, or how we can get out of something that I got us into, whatever that might be, right? To have that vision and to talk about it, to set aside time, man, at least once a week, if not more than that, to have some vision about how you're spending money, about how you're planning, what your next vacation is going to be, those kind of things. When's the next date you're going to go on? Men, you need to take your wife on a date. Hey, it's the weekend. Are you taking her on a date? If not, why not? You don't have to spend money for it to be a date. It can be grocery shopping. You take her, the two of you go, and you do that one thing that has to happen, grocery shopping. Or go get the car filled up with gas and wash it. Although here in South Dakota, it's 1 degree. So, or actually, I think it's less than that, but it's cold, right? Figure out that thing. do a date. It doesn't need to cost money. It's you and her together alone. God bless. Have a great weekend.